You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Twenty-five years ago, Princess Diana's car crashed inside the Pont de l'Alma tunnel in Paris, France. Her lover, Dadi Fayed, died upon impact along with the driver. And even though Diana survived, it took about 40 minutes to get her from the car to the ambulance. The official story was that they were trying to free her from the car, but several witnesses say that Diana was conscious and unobstructed. Photographs show that the back seat of the car was undamaged, and witnesses were pleading with the police to open the door and help her. Once in the ambulance, it took about 40 minutes for them to choose a hospital. And when they finally set off, the ambulance drove at a snail's pace and made several stops, taking about 40 minutes to drive less than 4 miles. Doctors were turned away. Witnesses were strip searched. Cameras were confiscated. No evidence was gathered. No blood samples were taken. And by 3 a.m., the entire scene was sprayed down with high-pressure water hoses. Mercedes wanted to study the wreckage to see why it failed so badly, but they were denied. Diana's body was taken by the royal family, who had her reproductive organs removed before burying her remains. All 17 cameras along the route of the crash were mysteriously turned off, and all radio police frequencies went down. Witnesses were assaulted and threatened, and there was no investigation. Not until the inquest, 10 years later, which is when most people learned that Diana had penned a note in 1996 saying that someone was going to kill her in a car accident. This note was concealed for 6 years. At the inquest, experts agreed that Diana would have survived if they had gotten her to a hospital. But the blame was put upon a military-style attack. According to witnesses, a group of motorcycles, along with a white Fiat Uno, worked in concert to crash the car. First, with a blinding flash of light, followed by an explosion from the front tire of the Mercedes. During the inquest, a former MI6 agent described being shown the very same plan in 1992 for a possible MI6 assassination of Slobodan Milosevic and claimed it was MI6 who killed Diana. Because of all this, the inquest ended with the verdict of unlawful killing, blaming her death on the mysterious military hit squad. But the mainstream media spun the entire thing to make it sound like it was the paparazzi that caused her to crash, which is demonstrably false. And while there was no investigation into finding the members of this military hit squad, 3 years later, the alleged driver of the white Fiat, who had ties to MI6, reportedly committed suicide after being found shot twice in the back of the head and burned inside of his car. During the inquest, many things were kept from the jury, such as the fact that Diana's seatbelt was found to be defective and evidence of the car being sabotaged. Interestingly, these things would have brought more suspicion towards Dadi's father, Mohammed Al-Fayed, who, after turning down repeated offers from the French government to provide security, was solely responsible for Diana's security detail. And at the last minute, had them leave their security detail in front of the hotel as a decoy and take a different car, a car that was recently stolen, broken, repaired, and never checked by security. Left with only one security guard, they were also assigned a new driver. Henri Paul, who had no chauffeur permit, was tied to Foreign Intelligence Services, was seen on camera signaling to someone just before setting off, had received over 50,000 francs the day of the crash. And this was all under the watch of Mohammed Al-Fayed, who was deeply connected to the intelligence community. He was business partners with one of Lee Harvey Oswald's handlers and represented the grandfather of Mohammed Atta. But none of that was mentioned during the inquest. Instead, with the help of pop culture agents such as Howard Stern and Piers Morgan, Mohammed Al-Fayed has provided the world with the cover story that Diana was pregnant with Dadi's child and Prince Philip had her killed.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. Let this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans or big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Good Lord, what a show we have for you today. I mean, my goodness. Our video list extends into two pages, which means I'm really putting the crew through the ringer here. We'll play as many of these as possible. Of course, you can always find the rest on my Substack, harrisonlsmith.substack.com. We get access to our video vault. You can see all the videos that we play and even the ones that we don't get to. We're going to talk about all sorts of stuff today. We're going to talk about the LGBTQ plus under 18 crowd. It's pretty disturbing. And the reaction is predictable but hysterical. And we'll get into all of that. We're also going to talk about Ukraine and racism and all of the fun stuff that you know and love from the mainstream media. Let's not waste any time and get right into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the 1st of September, 2022. Bank of America announces zero down payment, zero closing cost mortgages for Black and Hispanic first-time home buyers. The option will be first to become available in certain neighborhoods in Charlotte, Dallas, Detroit, Los Angeles, and Miami. The new mortgage, called the Community Affordable Loan Solution, aims to help eligible individuals and families obtain affordable loan to purchase a home, the bank said. So, yes, there will be no required mortgage insurance, which is usually you have to put down 20% of the purchase price, no minimum credit score. So just yeah, it kind of smells like 2008 in here, doesn't it? Sounds like setting up for a crash, but it'll be convenient. It'll be nice. It'll be good for all the Black and Hispanic people out there. Just sorry, white people. Sorry, no breaks for you. I know it's just as hard for you as it is for anybody else to get a house. You have to scrimp and save and try to pay your bills on time. But, you know, that's what you get for being responsible. You're being held to a higher standard now because lowering standards is how we get to equity. And we're going to see that throughout the day today. You want to become a doctor? White guys, you got to take the MCAT. You got to get the high scores. You got to be the top in your class. Black people, just come on in. Doesn't even matter. You know, we're just lowering standards across the board for Blacks and Hispanics because we love them. That's weird. That's kind of strange. Just, I guess we're just assuming they're less capable than white people of doing just normal things like taking tests to get into college or paying your mortgage. All right, that's fine. It's equity, folks. Doesn't have to make sense. Doesn't have to not be racist. In fact, it is extremely racist. But there it is. We'll get more into that as well. Again, I think that whole topic is going to be a big point of discussion on today's program, the way that racial inequities, if that's what you want to call it, inequalities, is being used to justify all sorts of very stupid, detrimental, and contradictory things in this world. It's just incredible. Moving on, though. Democrat Peltola defeats Republican Sarah Palin in Alaska special election. First Democrat win in that state in 50 years, all thanks to ranked choice voting and mail-in ballots. Democrat Mary Pelota defeated Sarah Palin in the Alaska special election to replace Representative Don Young in Congress. She's the first Democrat to win the House seat in a solid red Alaska in 50 years. Ranked choice voting and mail-in ballots were implemented by referendum in 2020. The Gateway Pundit previously reported earlier this month that Republicans in Alaska allowed ranked choice voting to pass in 2020. This confusing system is only being pushed by rhinos and radicals in conservative red states. It allows Democrats to even the playing field when they have no chance of winning. Republicans also passed mail-in voting. These Republican lawmakers in state after state, straight from hell, from Jim Hoft at the Gateway Pundit. Alaska is lost. President Trump did win Alaska by 10 points in 2020. And of course, in total, the number of votes that Republicans cast in this race was about 60%. So you had 60% Republican voters. And so, of course, a Democrat wins. Pretty incredible. Pretty wild. We're going to have to look into ranked choice voting and how exactly this works. It is pretty wild. Ranked choice. So I guess you do like your first choice. And then if they don't win, who would you want to have second choice? And somehow by implementing that system, you get two Republicans on the ballot, one Democrat, 60% of people vote for a Republican and the Democrat wins. That's how that works. New York Times reports this just hilarious headline. The pandemic erased two decades of progress in math and reading. The pandemic did. No, the lockdowns did. The policies pursued by the establishment did. Your programs did this. Pandemic didn't do anything. The pandemic was the equivalent of the flu. Just wild. I was taken aback by the scope and magnitude of the decline, said Peggy G. Carr, commissioner of the National Center for Education Statistics, the federal agency that administered the exam earlier this year. The tests were given to a sample of 14,800 9-year-olds and were compared to the results of tests taken by the same age group in early 2020, just before the pandemic took hold in the United States. And in math, black students lost 13 points compared with 5 points among white students, widening the gap between the two groups. Research has documented the profound effect school closures had on low-income students and black and Hispanic students, in part because their schools were more likely to continue remote learning for longer periods of time. Yes, just like you pushed for, New York Times, just like you demanded, just like you called us grandma killers for opposing. So once again, we were right, you were wrong, and the people paying the price are the children and the most unfortunate in this country. So well done, liberals, you idiots. Just as ever, your policies make everything worse, solve nothing, and you continue them as if it's just the pandemic's fault. Fantastic. DOJ likely not to press charges against against President Trump until after midterms. How nice of them. The day after Biden's corrupt DOJ and FBI illegally raided the president's home in Florida, the iconic Mar-a-Lago, the president's attorney, the president's attorney, Christina Bob, said they had nothing. Tonight, Yahoo is reporting from anonymous sources that the DOJ will likely not indict President Trump until after midterms. The unprecedented prospect of bringing charges against a U.S. former U.S. president is creating intense scrutiny at the Justice Department in the aftermath of his search at his home in Mar-a-Lago. Under longstanding department policy, prosecutors are barred from taking investigative steps or filing charges for the purpose of affecting an election. Yeah, they would never do that. Oh, the FBI, the DOJ, they are above such things. Taking advantage of a potential crime, a potential indictment to sway an election? Why? They would never. They hold the Republican system in too high of a regard to do such a thing. Moving on. Oh, no, we're done. No, there's one more. I thought so. Here we go. Oh, yeah, another example of our wonderful, beautiful spy state, total panopticon control system helping us with our elections. Here we go. NSA deploys election security group to combat foreign cyber hackers and protect the midterm elections. Yes, folks, just like Facebook and George Soros fortified the 2020 election with mail-in ballot drops and paying harvesters to collect/and/or fabricate votes, The NSA is now helping to fortify the election. The National Security Agency deployed its election security group to protect the midterm elections. The NSA will work to identify and fight foreign cyber hackers by exposing them publicly, making their financial costs skyrocket, and deploying other techniques, according to Washington Times. But of course, we know that there's no possibility that foreign hackers could get into our election system. We've been told in no uncertain terms that even suggesting such a thing is tantamount to treason. Hacking into our election, it's impossible. It can't be done unless it's the Russians buying Facebook ads or apparently cyber hackers getting into election systems that the NSA is now worried about. It must be convenient to be a dog with a brain injury, because that's the equivalent of who these people are. To just have no memory whatsoever, to have absolutely no recollection of what you said a year ago, it really must be nice to be able to go from Trump stole the election to claiming the election could be stolen as treason to the Russians are stealing the election again. It just must be nice to be that, to have that level of cognitive dissonance.
The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there's problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. And we are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today. TheIronPatriot.com. And watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. And the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully, more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas, or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. We just have so much to talk about today, so many videos to show you. I'm wondering where to begin. I think we should begin with clip number six. This is David Icke just laying out the whole agenda like we do every day here on American Journal, saying very much the same thing, but in a way that only he can. Here's David Icke being interviewed about the purpose behind the climate scam and the World Economic Forum's purposeful destruction of the world economies and manufactured scarcity. Let's watch.
Why, as the Dutch government, a guy called Rutte, the prime minister, completely owned by the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, why has he just announced that the Netherlands, the second biggest exporter of food in the world, is targeting farmers to destroy them and get them off the land, which is where all these farming protests in the Netherlands have come from. At a time of food shortages and supply chain problems, you are targeting the second biggest exporter of food in the bloody world to destroy its farming base. Why are you doing that? If people depend on you for what's left of the food, you control them. Where food is abundant and cheap, you do not control them. Where energy is cheap and abundant, you do not control them. Scarcity equals dependency equals control. And that's why they're targeting the food chain, they're targeting the energy supply, they're targeting everything.
That's exactly right. Scarcity equals scarcity equals dependency equals control. That's the equation that they're working with. And of course, it's coming on a number of different fronts, whether it is the lockdowns from COVID, their policy, or the war in Ukraine, their fault. We'll get into exactly the complicity or the fault that they bear for the war in Ukraine, or the climate change scam. It's coming from a number of different directions, but the result is always the same: the inevitable and easily predictable collapse of our most basic necessities. Now, all this is by design, and it's happening regardless of the way the people who are in these, what they call democracies, feel about it. It's supposed to be that the people have the say, that the governments serve at the whim of the people and are there for the benefit of the people in the country that they govern. But that's not really the case anymore. In fact, there are massive protests continuing, of course, in the Netherlands, but also in Germany now. Let's go to clip number 11. We'll just play this as B-roll. As German farmers rise up in Stuttgart, Hamburg, Hanover, Dresden, Würzburg, Mainz, and other cities in Germany. And you see, just like the Dutch protests, farmers bringing their tractors to clog up city streets. Very reminiscent of the trucker protests in Canada last year. And of course, the people in these countries, the farmers, people that are subject to these rules, want nothing to do with them, understand how this process works, the growing and distribution of food, and are saying this is unsustainable, this is impossible to fulfill your completely arbitrary and pointless goals for climate change. We have to stop nitrogen. All right. Just utterly stupid and ridiculous, but people fall for this. And of course, so these are German farmers in Stuttgart or Hamburg protesting against this. But clip number 12 is the German finance minister letting them know that it doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter how hard their life gets. It doesn't matter how cold it gets in the winter when they have no heating. They're going to do it, and they're going to do it for the sake of Ukraine. You are going to have to suffer and possibly die, but that's a sacrifice that she's willing to make. Let's go now to clip number 12.
But if I give the promise to people in Ukraine, we stand with you as long as you need us, then I want to deliver, no matter what my German voters think, but I want to deliver to the people of Ukraine. And this is why, for me, it's important to be always very frank and clear. And this means every measure I'm taking, I have to be clear that this holds on as long as Ukraine needs me. We are facing now a winter time where we will be challenged as democratic politicians. People will go on the street and say, we cannot pay our energy prices. And I will say, yes, I know, so we help you with social measures. But I don't want to say, okay, then we stop the sanctions against Russia. We will stand with Ukraine, and this means the sanction will stay also in wintertime, even if it gets really tough for politicians.
Even if it gets tough for politicians. It'll get tough for politicians because it's tough for the people living under their rules. She said in that clip, I don't know if you heard it, maybe you didn't catch it, she said, quote, it doesn't matter what my voters think. This is how confident they are. You really have to understand, this is what a global government looks like. This is what an oligarchical plutocracy, a international globalist corporate government looks like. They set the rules and they impose them on the people regardless of how the people subject to these rules feel about it. This is not a democracy. This is not the people choosing. This is the elites deciding what the path will be and then cooperating with the media to manufacture complicity to their schemes. That's all that's happening here. So again, it's not that complicated. It just is ruthless, despotic, tyrannical, and just openly corrupt. And we have so many more clips about this to go to, but we do also have a few positive changes. Pierre Poilievre, and I do not know how to pronounce this guy's name, which is unfortunate because I really like him, and I know that a lot of our Canadian audience is always talking about this guy. Y'all know how to pronounce his name? Pierre Poilievre. I'm calling Pierre P. I'm called PP. It's my friend PP over here. This is him as candidate for prime minister, saying that he will ban any and all ministers from involvement in the World Economic Forum. Let's go to clip number 22.
Increase its oil production by 400,000 barrels a day so we can fully replace 130,000 barrels of overseas oil foreign dictatorships for bringing in. And within 5 years, we will end dictator oil imports to Canada altogether.
Listen to that roar. Listen to the roar of the crowd. People jumping up and cheering. The World Economic Forum is, for now, the global government. I mean, it is, you know, this is like, you know, George Washington standing up and saying, I will ban my ministers from cooperation with the British Empire. I mean, these are the international overlords that are abusing and exploiting the people in the countries that they don't belong to. And it's amazing to see the support that people get for standing up to this. Again, the most amazing part about that clip is that you actually have a mainstream popular politician calling out the World Economic Forum in such blatant terms. I would encourage Donald Trump to do something similar. That would cause quite a bit of a stir, wouldn't it? It would be a nice move for him to take.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. And the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment.
announcement. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. Sold out for more than a year and a half because of supply chain breakdowns. Our best-selling product, Super Blue, is finally back in stock. The original, available at InfoWarsStore.com. It only came in 3 weeks ago, and already half of our stock has sold out. So thank you all for the support. But Super Blue has a lot of fans. And you can get it for 40% off by itself. But when you get it in the trifecta with our activated charcoal toothpaste infused with essential oils, so great for your mouth and gums, you can get it for 50% off with Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste as well. So get the trifecta for 50% off together or 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll have great health with your gums and your mouth and your teeth, and you know you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. Super Blue, being sold out for more than a year and a half, finally back available at InfoWarsStore.com. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system and your body, is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Again, we do just have so much to talk about, and it is difficult to figure out like where just to start with all this and where to go with it, because it's also deeply intertwined. And if nothing else, the inevitable outcomes of all of these different policies all doing exactly the same thing should lead anybody who's paying attention into the obvious conclusion that this is a conspiracy, that it's on purpose, that it's by design, and that the policies being pursued, while they may be couched in beneficial language and rhetoric that seems to point to some sort of positive outcome that's desired, where are the results? What are the results? And why are they always, all without exception, the exact same? It's always detrimental to the regular person. It's always a catastrophe. It's always worse. And again, whether it's the war in Ukraine or the climate change scam or the COVID lockdown, why is it always destructive? Why are their policies always so horrifically mismanaged? Like, if you don't think it's on purpose, what do you think? Do you really think the people that have made it to the top rungs of our society, who have worked and scraped and schemed and connived and backstabbed their way to the top of the heap, are just stupid and don't know what they're doing? They know exactly what they're doing. In fact, they're so sophisticated that not only do they know how to pull off this total destruction of the world, they do it in a way that they have the majority of people begging them for more. They're incredibly sophisticated, but they're also, their tactics are incredibly simplistic. They just have control of the media. And so when you control people's information flow, you control their perception of the world. And on top of that, you are weakening them with a continual deluge of propaganda in the entertainment industry and chemicals in the food and drinking water and academics and scientists and doctors and teachers, all poisoning the well and weakening the capability of people to recognize what's happening so that they can stand up against it. You have the social pressure that keeps people from verbalizing what they know to be true in their hearts. It's incredibly sophisticated. It is on purpose. It is a conspiracy. And it's up to us to expose it and tear it apart, rip it down, burn it to embers, and then stomp on the embers until they're ash. And then form that ash into concrete and build a statue to the new world that we can create once these people and their plans have been eradicated. Not the people. We don't want to eradicate the people. We want to correct the people. We want to get back on the right track and just move the people out of the way that are driving us off a cliff. Let's go to clip number 19. Here's Kyle Bass talking about this exact idea on CNBC.
These policies that are ESG driven and morally driven, that we should convert everything to alternative energy tomorrow, are going to end up starving the poor children of the world. Like it's and killing many of them. So it's counterintuitive that that could actually happen. And that's what we're seeing, Melissa, with the prices at $1,000 a megawatt hour, 1,000 euros a megawatt hour. You know, you're going to see real problems in Europe. I can't believe it's not on the front page of every paper every day.
That last comment, I can't believe it's not on the front page of every paper every day. Why isn't it? Is the media also just incapable of seeing that this is happening? Of course not. They see that's happening. They know what's going on. They're a part of it. They're complicit in it. Those media organizations are owned by the same people doing this crap. You think Mark Benioff, second in command to Klaus Schwab, is going to let Time magazine write about how ESG is starving millions of third world kids? No, that would expose his whole plan. Why would he do that? Come on, don't be stupid. But it's like these really simple questions that people need to ask and really think about and try to come to a conclusion on. Why is the media ignoring the obvious reality? When you realize that's because they're a part of it, you start to get a picture of the true ubiquity of this conspiracy. And of course, all of this is exacerbated or accelerated by the war in Ukraine. A war in Ukraine that never needed to happen. Of course, we were reporting on it before it ever happened. We had on experts and continually covered in the buildup to the war in Ukraine, the way that America was given chance after chance after chance, opportunity after opportunity to peacefully resolve the conflict before a single bullet was fired, come to some sort of amicable agreement that could avoid the bloodshed. And time again, Anthony Blinken of West Exec, now Secretary of State, who was involved in the Ukraine crisis since the beginning, completely destroyed any possibility of peace being the outcome of the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Instead, they threw a Molotov cocktail into the armory and are now letting it all burn. Again, this didn't just happen, right? If you were to listen to mainstream media, I mean, their explanation of the war in Ukraine is just like, well, Vladimir Putin evil. So there it is. That's the answer. I mean, Kamala Harris, her explanation of the Ukraine crisis was Russia big, Ukraine small. There you go. That's all you need to know, folks. Russia big, Ukraine small. That's all you need to know. It's like, what the hell are you talking about? There's been coups and falsified election results and color revolutions and assassinations, nationalizations of and destructions of political parties. I mean, it's a chaotic mess there, and it's entirely because of the so-called Americans that run our country manipulating the people of Ukraine, the politicians of Ukraine, the economy of Ukraine to their own ends. So all this stuff has been massively exacerbated by the war in Ukraine. And again, it's all by design. And again, you have to be blind not to see this. Let's go now to clip number 17. Here's Jeffrey Sachs saying the war in Ukraine could have been avoided through diplomacy.
The war in Ukraine, just to finish the introductory view, could have been avoided and should have been avoided through diplomacy. What President Putin of Russia was saying for years was, do not expand NATO into the Black Sea, not to Ukraine, much less to Georgia, which if people look on the map, straight across to the eastern edge of the Black Sea. Russia said, this will surround us. This will jeopardize our security. Let us have diplomacy. The United States rejected all diplomacy. I tried to contact the White House at the end of 2021. In fact, I did contact the White House and said, there will be war unless the U.S. enters diplomatic talks with President Putin over this question of NATO enlargement. I was told the U.S. will never do that. That is off the table. And it was off the table. Now we have a war that's extraordinarily dangerous, and we are taking exactly the same tactics in East Asia that led to the war in Ukraine. We're organizing alliances, building up weaponry, trash-talking China, having Speaker Pelosi fly to Taiwan when the Chinese government said, please, lower the temperature, lower the tensions. We say, no, we do what we want, and now send more arms. This is a recipe for yet another war. And
it'll be World War III this time. There'll be no coming back from it, and that's what they want. The greatest acceleration of their plans would be massive world war and nuclear exchange. That's what we're headed towards, folks.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans or big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who've been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Elevave TP, PQQ, GoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus. Finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA. This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies, but are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. And the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of our first hour. And we're going to finish up talking about the war in Ukraine and the designed, controlled demolition of the world economy and how it benefits those at the very top, and what their ultimate plan is. It's not speculation anymore. We just listen to them. They just tell us what their plan is, and we just go, look, here's their plan. And then liberals retreat to their only respite now, which is, I don't believe you. And it's really amazing, because that trend is going to carry into the second hour, where we're going to talk about the LGBTQ trans nonsense. And it really is amazing. I was just scrolling through Twitter, and leftists just don't believe that people under the age of 18 are transitioning genders. Like, that's just like not believing that bears poop in the woods, right? It's just like, it's manifestly obvious. They talk about it all the time. It's verifiable in 1,000 different ways. And yet you go to Twitter and you have tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet of liberals going, where do they get this idea that people under 18 are transitioning? That's illegal. Nobody does that. And they just have like hundreds of likes and people responding being like, yeah, these MAGA people live in a false reality. It's like, could not be more obvious. But that's – it's just the – it's an interesting deviation of the typical conspiracy, the wheel of conspiracy that I like to call it, that goes from that's crazy, that would never happen, to okay, it's kind of happening but not like you said, to okay, it is happening like you said but it's a good thing, and it's a conspiracy to believe it's a bad thing. And we'll show conversations that take that exact step on Twitter that I was involved in, including throwing out of the term stochastic terrorism as if that actually means anything. It wasn't made up last week. But we'll get into it. But it's an interesting deviation because now it's just they just choose not to believe it's happening until it's undeniable, and then they agree that it is happening and admit that it's real. It's a little different. It's a little different. Previously, it'd be like, hey, they're setting up for a vaccine passport. And it was like, shut up. No, they're not. You couldn't really prove it. I mean, you could show them talking about it. You could show the line of data points that leads directly towards that inevitable conclusion. But at least it was a projection. So when people said, I don't believe that that's going to happen, it was like, well, we're both predicting something. One of us is right and one of us is wrong. We're right all the time. We're always right. We're right over and over and over and over again. And time after time after time after time, you say we're lying and then we're proven out to be true. So, you know, you could go with the history and determine who's right based on that. But at least it was some sort of projection. Now it's just us pointing to things that are happening and leftists and liberals saying we don't believe you. As if that matters. As if their purposeful, subjective ignorance somehow makes the thing not real. Wild. Just insane. So we'll talk about that in the second hour. But I do have to ask you, go to InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, I'm demanding you, go now, InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air. Keep us talking about all of this stuff. We will touch the live wires. We will go where other media outlets fear to tread. We will face down the enemies of humanity, knowing that it is our purpose on being here on Earth, and it is the meaning to our life to pursue liberty unerringly and to defeat the people that are attempting to put us all into abject slavery. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support this mission, and all we ask that you do is purchase a product that maybe you're going to buy anyway. Maybe you've been thinking about buying something like DNA Force Plus, 50% off. It's a massive savings. Just about everybody I know takes some form of fish oil. Why not get the ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com? That's all. That's all you need to do. Share the links. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We'll do everything else that we can. We will get the information. We will provide you the truth about these contentious issues. And then it's up to you to take that torch and run with it. And to be your own Paul Revere and be your own outlet for truth and put this truth into action and run for office and get involved and change things on the ground. The very least you can do is go to InfoWarsStore.com. We thank you so much for doing that.
And speaking of the track record of the libs on Twitter, breaking news or new news for today, but Twitter just started testing the ability to edit tweets. So leftists are going to try to edit their mistakes out of the record, but in case you wanted to know more, an edited tweet will appear with an icon and a timestamp, letting you know that it's been modified. Tapping the icon will take you to the history of the link, and if someone retweets a post that's been edited, it'll show that there's a newer version available.
Interesting. Interesting, interesting.
An interesting development in the information wars.
Yeah, that is interesting. I mean, as long as they accurately preserve the original tweet, I don't see a problem with that. The problem would be that they change it and then go, no, I never said that. And so that would just mean that we'd have to either develop, you know, AI tools of our own that captures and preserves tweets, you know, in some sort of archive. But I think as long as they keep the original tweet and you can go back, then that'll just be embarrassing when leftists have to change what they say.
Oh, yeah. They'll still have to delete it anyway.
Yeah, that is interesting. Well, cool. All right. Great. Rolling out new tools for us because they love truth so much and they love, you know, people having the ability to speak out. But let's return to our discussion of the topic of Ukraine. Now, we heard the German finance minister say, it doesn't matter what my voters think. I'm serving the people of Ukraine. It's my responsibility to deprive the people of Germany of their basic necessities. It's my obligation to go blatantly against what the people who voted me into office actually voted me into office for and what they want for the benefit of some intangible and unachievable goal in Ukraine as Russia continues to dominate there using just a very small portion of their overall military strength. And so much of what Europe is going through right now is, of course, directly, well, it's contributed to by the war in Ukraine. It's not the entire thing, because it's also the World Economic Forum's climate change scam. It's also the lockdowns. I mean, we've been over this. An update from Finland. Electricity suppliers are now increasing their prices 10 to 12 fold for now. Small businesses are already collapsing, and households and larger corporations are likely to follow in the coming months. Are you absolutely sure that we're winning? See, I think there's a mistake here. Small businesses, they'll collapse. They already are. There's no question about that. In fact, I had another story here. Is it this one? Yeah, here it is. Energy crisis will hit pubs harder than the lockdowns, say industry bosses. Pubs will have no other option but to close, owing to out-of-control energy bills with upwards of 300% price hikes possible, UK brewery and pub bosses have warned. Leaders of the six of the country's largest breweries and pub businesses involved in the British Beer and Pub Association are pressuring the government to take immediate action over skyrocketing prices. So, small businesses will be shutting down. No small business can contend with the explosion of energy prices. But hey, some small mom-and-pop bakery shop can't afford their electricity bill and they go down, you know, to the national economy. Who cares? Big deal. They'll get replaced with a Chipotle, right? But what if Chipotle starts to go down? Well, they've got branches. They've got hundreds of branches, and dozens of cities. They employ thousands of people. If they go down, it's a real catastrophe. So maybe the government will have to step in and help them take care of their bill. That one small mom and pop shop, the little pub on your corner that's been there for 800 years, they could go down. No big deal with the global economy. That's fine. But the big corporations, now they have to be protected. They're too big to fail. So they'll come in and protect them. It's all a scam. It's all a complete scam to absolutely collapse the ability of people to be independent in any way at all, whether it's independent in their family or independent as a, you know, employer. And all of this, of course, is directly attributable to the war in Ukraine, which, as we laid out in the last segment, could have been prevented before it ever started by the Americans, but we didn't want that, so we're going to war. And then there was a tentative peace deal with Russia and Ukraine in April until Boris Johnson intervened. Boris Johnson showed up. The story's at InfoWars. There's mounting evidence that the war in Ukraine could have been over by this point, but the Western backers of Kiev sought to sabotage the potential for peaceful settlement through negotiations. That's precisely what regional Ukrainian media reports concluded as early as May, soon after UK's Boris Johnson showed up in the capital for a surprise visit. They don't want peace. They want war. They want the collapse because they want the control that comes from it. Not that complicated, folks.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. And the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions, known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. Here's some breaking news for you. Not sure if you're aware of this yet. Feminism is a scam. And, you know, our number one issue in getting the truth across to the regular person is the left's truly admirable capability in branding and manipulation. See, they have everybody convinced still to this day that feminism just means that you don't think women should be discriminated against. You don't think, you know, women should be consigned to the kitchen and, you know, stay at home all day and do nothing but raise babies. If you don't believe in the, you know, medieval view of the role of women as property, then you're a feminist. And so most people who would absolutely reject the actual tenets of modern feminism consider themselves feminists. When they hear that some feminist movement is happening, they're all for it because they think it's all about freeing women from the shackles of male domination. As if you can look around America or the West today. Again, the West, just to this day, and of course throughout history, the best place for women there has ever been in history. It's absolutely undeniable. It's not good enough. They need more. They need men to be turned into women, I guess. That's the ultimate goal. But, like, how can you not get that it's a scam? How can you not understand what a blatant and ridiculous falsehood you're being fed? Bloomberg yesterday writes, women not having kids get richer than men. Women who stay single and don't have kids are getting richer. Hey, you know what's better than a loving family? Money. Hey, you know what's better than continuing your bloodline and being surrounded by friends and family in your old age and being the matriarch of a large and boisterous brood? Cash. Cold hard cash.
Yeah, but if you die from the vaccine before you get old, who cares?
Hey, there you go. Maybe that's the solution. That's it. By the time you're out of your childbearing age, just get the vaccine and you can have a heart attack and that's that. And then your money can be confiscated by the state and given to minorities. It'll be wonderful.
It can't be confiscated by the state if you donate it to immigrants coming into the country.
Or transgender hospitals. You're right. That's the solution. But look at this. Bloomberg yesterday. Women not having kids get richer than men. Women who stay single and don't have kids are getting richer. Hey, women, don't have kids. Don't fall in love. Don't get married. Don't continue your bloodline. Don't create a family. Just get rich. Just work until you're, you know, completely barren and then, you know, go on a cruise for the rest of your life. That's the way they want you to live. That's the message that's coming across. Ashley Marrero isn't married and doesn't have kids, and she has a message for women just like her. You can still have it all, except for family. You can still have it all, except for love in your life. You can still have it all, except for, you know, friends and family and a loving home to call your own. You can have it all, except for all that stuff. She feels a deep sense of satisfaction from her job as a sales representative for a maker of medical devices. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. So satisfying. See, I'm satisfied when I come home and my 1.5-year-old son beams in delight and runs to get his baseball bat and wants me to throw the ball to him. And when I see him do the little things that my wife does, it's a beautiful thing. But you know what's better than that? You know what's more satisfying than that? Selling medical devices to hospitals. I mean, this is what they're telling you. But it's not that they're just telling you don't have children, don't create a family. They're also saying simultaneously more immigrants needed to reverse the U.S. baby bust. It's a laundry cycle, folks. Don't have babies, die out, murder yourself, destroy your bloodline, destroy your heritage, just dissolve into nothingness, and then we'll replace you with immigrants, and they'll have tons of kids. But soon enough, our, you know, cultural poisoning will seep into them. We'll take their kids away from the families with the strong values, and we'll take them into public schools. We'll indoctrinate them, and we'll put the little boys in dresses. We'll chop the breasts off of the little children, of the little girls, and then they'll die out, and then we'll bring in more immigrants. It's a laundry cycle. It's a very effective system of control that they have going, and it's obvious.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function of your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
It's all a scam, folks. Feminism is a scam. Climate change is a scam. The war in Ukraine is a scam. COVID is a scam. The vaccines are a scam. Democracy itself is one giant scam, and you have to wake up to it. But that's not enough, is it? You know, it's not enough to it. It's not enough to simply be aware that what you've been sold is a scam. Just like it's not enough to realize that the money you paid to, you know, get your car fixed and then the car still broke, it's not enough to just go, hey, they didn't really fix my car. Oh, well, moving on. No, no, no. You've got to do something about it, right? So we'll go to a video here that is great, and I think and I hope it does reflect some great awakening taking place, that people realize that all of the rainbow colored, smiling, seemingly beneficent media manufactured talking heads who sell you things like feminism, they're lying, they're scammers, they're con artists. I hope it reflects a general awakening to this. And the people that actually want you to live a fulfilling life and, you know, do what comes naturally and fulfill God's purpose for us on earth. We're not trying to trick you. It's not Handmaid's Tale. You need to wake up to reality. That's just the first step. Waking up is just the first step, okay? Let's go to this clip, and I'll explain a little bit more on the other side. It's clip number 5. It's TikTok about how feminism is a scam.
Women are starting to finally break out of the matrix and realize modern day feminism is meant to literally break and destroy us. The reason we are also unhappy is because we are going against nature, and nature will always prevail and will always win. But that is like true. It's like so funny that it took this long for these things to start to become mainstream ideas. You don't need to be a girl boss. That shit's disgusting and embarrassing. Cut it out.
Well, I agree, but a few little things there. Again, I don't know how they're so good at tricking people into believing that everyone thinks a certain way. She's like, I can't believe it took so long for these ideas to become mainstream. Well, that's because the mainstream is a highly curated, carefully cultivated set of beliefs that's being fed to you by people who despise you. We've been saying it the whole time. There have been millions of people who have been saying it the whole time. They've been ignored. They've been called misogynist. They've been, you know, there are all these claims about them that you probably fell for. So I'm glad you're waking up to it. I really am. I'm glad you're realizing that feminism is a scam. Some great quotes from that video. In fact, my favorite one, she says, nature will prevail. Now, I've been thinking about this, and I want to expand on that a little bit. But do you think that, like that woman, if I'm talking about, do you think your mother fell for this? Do you think your grandmother fell for this? I mean, do you think any of these people ever fell for any of this? We've known it was a lie the entire time. And when people tried to express this, when people tried to say that this was a lie, they tried to say that it's unnatural, and they tried to say that, you know, it's not just some baseless, you know, religious, cultish superstition and fear that has kept them believing in gender roles. No, it's logic. It's science. It's provable. You want a happy child, you need a mother and a father to take care of them. You want a really happy child, they need to spend as much time with the mother as possible in the home, learning from the mother. You want to continue the culture that you were raised in, you need to have family influence on the kids, be the greatest influence on them, not the media or academics or teachers who, again, despise the culture that they come from. Like, all of this is obvious. All of this has been around the entire time. It's actually just a very vocal minority that has claimed that all of this is actually evil. But I was thinking about this because it's almost like we need a new vocabulary. We need some sort of new branding. I don't know what it is that explains what the real division is here between people that get it and people that don't. People that are on the right track and people that aren't. And it's a spiritual warfare, so good and evil works, I guess. It doesn't quite cover it, really. And really, it's about nature, and it's about what is natural versus what is unnatural. So I was just thinking, like, if there was some sort of, I don't know if it'd be a political party or movement or something, but it would just have to be, like, the nature party, you know? That's just, like, or the truth, the reason party, the rationality party, but because it's all kind of tied in together. The idea that mothers give birth and stay with the fathers and raise the kid in the home.
You mean birthing people?
Yeah, birthing people, right? It's natural. It's perfectly natural and good. Well, things that aren't natural, like everything that you can point to as destroying our livelihoods and ourselves, our health and everything, it's all just unnatural. It's the unnatural GMOs. It's the unnatural exploitation of resources. It's the unnatural composition of family structures. It's the unnatural sexual relationships. All this unnatural. And, you know, there can be understanding. There can be occasional deviations that are tolerated. But if you want to have anything that lasts, it needs to be in line with and conform with the laws of nature. That's all it is, natural law. So I love that she says, nature will prevail. I'm like, that, whatever, you know, unifying philosophy I'm trying to imagine, that would be like the tagline, nature will prevail. Because, Will, you can only deviate from the, you know, usury is unnatural. Fiat currency is unnatural. It's natural to say, I'm going to trade you this for that, and we're done. It's unnatural to say, now that I have this, I'm going to lend it out, but actually keep it, and now I've doubled my money. Well, that's magic. It's unnatural. It's creepy and wrong and destructive, and it'll come back to bite you in the ass eventually. And, of course, they take the natural impetus of this and pervert it by claiming that the only thing that can save the earth is stopping climate change. So we have to kill all the farmers. Like, it's just stupid how they're taking it. But the reality is, if you want to preserve nature, we need to get rid of these people. But the thing about waking up, that was a video of a woman who's awake but isn't active, right? And I just always picture Gulliver, right, tied down on the beach. And he starts off, he's asleep, and the little Lilliputians are tying him down. Waking up is just waking up. You still can't move. You look around, you see all these little people tying you down, Well, you're awake now. Are you going to stay there? Now you realize what's happening. You're just going to sit there? No, you have to burst out of your binds. You have to crush the Lilliputians under your feet. You have to get mad at them. You have to realize not just as feminism is a scam and you reject it, but that the reason people are pulling this scam is because they're evil, despotic scumbags that need to be actively opposed and destroyed. So you're awake now, but you're still lying down on the beach. You're still pinioned to the ground. You can't just wake up. You have to get up. You have to rise up. You have to turn the passion and the fervor that you previously had usurped, you know, that had previously been used to the ends of the people that were scamming you, and turn that same passion, that same anger against the people that had been scamming you. So it's like I'm on one hand feel good about the way that the awakening is happening in this country as more people are becoming awake, but I'm worried that a lot of the awakening that happens is people going, oh, this thing I believed is a scam. God, well, I guess I'm not going to push that anymore. And like that's as far as it goes. No. You don't just wake up, realize that you're being scammed, realize that you're being tied down to be a sacrifice, and then just shrug and say, well, now I know. Now I know I'm being exploited. No, wake up, break out.
Elevave TP, PQQ, CoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus. Finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA. This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies. But are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. And the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully, more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. But we've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, of all the things that InfoWars has been right about, very few are as tangible and as obvious as our long-standing opposition and outspoken, I won't say hatred, but extreme dislike of Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo. I know before I even had American Journal, David Knight was very strong against Lena Hidalgo, and I went out of my way to make reports about the catastrophe that would befall my beloved home city if they were to elect Lena Hidalgo. Completely abject amateur, never held a job in her life. Now she is the basically chief executive of one of the most populous counties in America. And this is no small thing. It's weird. People have anti-Texas bias, I think it is. Because there's so many stories constantly about L.A. and New York and Chicago and the D.A.'s there. But then you talk about Austin or you talk about Houston, people just don't care. Like the views, they don't get videos about it, don't get views. People just don't care. It's very weird. But Harris County has a population equal to the state of Colorado. Houston, Texas is the fourth largest city in America and its largest port. It's a very important city, and it's a very important bellwether for what happens to a city when you deviate from the path that they had been following for a very long time that had at least been working fairly well. So Lena Hidalgo, without ever having even attended a single meeting for which she is now the presiding judge previous to getting elected, she replaced a 20-year veteran in the position and has been a complete and embarrassing failure since she's been elected. And she's embroiled in all sorts of pay-for-play accusations, claims of funneling millions of dollars to her associates or people that have given to her campaign, just embroiled in all sorts of controversy because she's an easily manipulatable socialist puppet. And she has been since the beginning. And she was never obscure about this. It was never like her campaign was never about pushing her experience and her, the way she would bring crime down and administer the city in an effective way. It was all about how she would bring socialist policies and basically give things to minorities. That was her entire point. But here's the story from yesterday, or the day before, rather. Harris County Judge flip-flops in constable defunding debate. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo has responded angrily to those who contend she and the Democratic majority on Commissioner's Court stripped local constables of millions of dollars they'd saved in their department rollover accounts, saying it is a lie, defunding, and you are hurting our law enforcement, said Hidalgo in an August 17th press event. So she did do this. Essentially, you have budgets and the constables would not spend all of their money. Instead, they would have a savings fund, a rainy day fund, because they didn't feel like they needed to spend money that they didn't need to justify their budgets. They put it in a savings account in case something happened, in case they needed to up their ranks or get new cars. They would have a nice, comfortable savings. The constables did that. the Houston Police Department didn't. So when the Houston Police Department didn't have any money, they just stole the constable's money. They did that. They did that. I mean, it's not even debatable. They did, and of course that's what people are mad about, and their claim is that this didn't happen, apparently. Turns out that the forced transfer of more than $20 million in constable savings represents a 180-degree reversal of a public pledge Hidalgo made in open court on December 9th, 2019. Yeah, because she's a liar. It's a flip-flop. No, it was a lie from the beginning. They're dishonest scumbags, these socialists. Every one of them, without exception. It would be one thing if it was just like one or two. And it's all of them. It's every single one of them. They're literally evil, and it's infuriating. People can't see this. Some people can, and they're talking about this and taking this on and exposing what a horrific failure that she has been the entire time. So let's go first. Clip number two here. This is a woman taking on Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo for defunding the police. Let's watch.
What does it take for somebody to say, you know what, maybe I'm the one who's wrong? Does it take the state coming in and saying, hey, that wasn't right, and we're going to sanction the city for it? Or do we say, no, I'm not wrong, it's everybody else, and let me use taxpayer dollars to fight this, instead of listening to the public that says we need to support our police officers? A cold night in December 2017, I called 911 because my two-year-old son stopped breathing. Do you know who made it first to my house before the ambulance or the fire department? It was Precinct 4. It was a constable's office. My son had a seizure and stopped breathing. Healthy boy. Healthy boy. One of the scariest days, nights of my life. We took money from them, but my question is, what other departments did we take their savings from? Who else besides the constable's office lost their savings? It wasn't you. You kept yours. So who else lost? That's a question that I'm going to need somebody to get back to me on. Which other departments besides the constable's office lost their savings rollover accounts? How much money are we willing to spend to fight this? Well, it's not your money. It's the taxpayers' dollars. We're going to go against the state? We're going to tell the state that they're wrong? This is ridiculous. The more I see, it's just awful. And, you know, for those that haven't listened to the audio of what my constituent was talking about when the judge said that she wouldn't take anybody's savings, let's play it.
Would hate to punish the departments that have been saving as opposed to forcing themselves to spend down at the end of the year. So I would fundamentally want to preserve that, you know, not punish folks who have been able to make savings.
So why are we punishing our constables? Can we stop? Can we take a look at the community and see what's going on and realize that we're in a crisis? A Precinct 3 officer just lost his life against the same type of violence that Arlene, my niece, faced. People shooting into vehicles. Police officers cannot preserve their safety, and neither can we normal civilians. This is outrageous. The more I see, the more I am in disbelief. And thank you for apologizing. Because he had told me that my numbers that I had last time were a misrepresentation. But I got with the finance department, and sure enough, the district attorney's office will not receive one penny of the $7.5 million that she had to sit here and fight for in April until 2024. I'll close with that. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You know, she starts off that commentary by saying, what does it take for you to admit that you're wrong? Here's the problem. If you search Lena Hidalgo's name, and I did this yesterday, search results a little bit different today, but yesterday especially, all I did was search Lena Hidalgo, went to the news tab on Google. Every single headline was something on the variation of Lena Hidalgo claps back. Lena Hidalgo fires back at criticism. Lena Hidalgo has strong words for critics who blah, blah, blah. Fires back. Goes off. She goes off during public safety. I mean, it's – yeah, she has more than $100,000 a month in security. It's because – you know, why should she have to apologize when the entire media is giving her cover, when the entire media is celebrating her lies? Why should she have to – say anything.
Ultimate fish oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil in all the studies does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans and our big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Sold out for more than a year and a half because of supply chain breakdowns. Our best-selling product, Super Blue, is finally back in stock. The original, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it only came in 3 weeks ago, and already half of our stock has sold out. So thank you all for the support. But Super Blue has a lot of fans. And you can get it for 40% off by itself. But when you get it in the trifecta with our activated charcoal toothpaste infused with essential oils, so great for your mouth and gums, you can get it for 50% off with Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste as well. So get the trifecta for 50% off together or 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll have great health with your gums and your mouth and your teeth, and you know you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. Super Blue, being sold out for more than a year and a half, finally back available at InfoWarsStore.com.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal about whatever topics you want, ones we've covered, ones we haven't. Of course, if you want to go to my Substack, harrisonlsmith.substack.com, you can also find a link at offlimits.news. You can see many of the stories I have. If there's something that I haven't gotten to yet, but you see and are interested in, give us a call and we will talk about that. 1-877-789-2539. Let's return now to Harris County and the reign of Lena Hidalgo, socialist moron, presiding over the collapse of law and order in a once great city. Holly Hansen on Twitter says, while many are debating whether crime in Houston is, quote, all that bad, turns out that, according to FBI statistics, Houston has a greater violent crime and property crime rate than Chicago, Illinois. More than double the average United States in violent crime and nearly double that of property crime. So just, it's a hellhole. It's a crime-ridden hellhole. And a lot of it has to do with the policies being pursued by, of course, Soros-funded DAs. In 2016, you had this story from the Houston Chronicle. Soros again pumps money into Harris County District Attorney race. So that was 2016. Soros pouring money into the district attorney race. And then, of course, in 2018, you had the Beto campaign attempting to win the Senate race. And so millions of dollars were poured into vote harvesting and other forms of manipulation into the Harris County population, driving out the vote, getting a bunch of people to vote along racial lines, saying, you don't want an old white guy as judge, do you? We have a young Hispanic girl. She's 27. She's never held a job in her life. She's done nothing but lived at Harvard and Ivy League institutions and worked for think tanks. Don't you want her being the chief executive of your county? Did we mention she's Hispanic? She's Hispanic. Do you know that? Her name is Hidalgo. Vote for her. And people did. They got what they voted for. It's not like a surprise or anything. It's not like any of this is unexpected. Her entire, you know, campaign website was full of all of these ideas that she is now pursuing. Nobody should be surprised by any of this. But then, so 2018, they do this big push, and sort of as fallout to the push to get Beto elected, you had a basically complete replacement of every judge in Harris County, including the chief judge in Lena Hidalgo. And this was celebrated. This was, you know, seen as a major victory. And in 2018, there was story after story after story about what a wonderful thing this would be and how everything would be fixed now that all those stupid white people got voted out of office. NPR had this. Meet Black Girl Magic, the 19 African-American women elected as judges in Texas. Yeah, so 17 African-American women were elected to the bench, being the total number of African-American women judges in the county to a record 19. And, of course, they're all amateurs. None of them had any experience as judges, and they replaced a bunch of people with very extensive experience. And again, it's not like we're the ones going, you know why this is happening? It's because black women are running the courts. No, no, no. You're the ones celebrating this. You're the ones that voted on racial lines. You're the ones that fell for the scam and fell for the lie and fell for the identity politics and celebrated and told us what a wonderful thing it was. So now you have to contend with the results. Now you have to tell us why the results are what they are. Again, you're the ones that brought this up. There are dozens of stories, Houston Public Media. Meet the judges of Harris County's Black Girl Magic. Alakazam, nothing safe anymore. Right? Abracadabra, you've been shot in the head by a criminal that's supposed to be convicted but was let out without bail and without bond and is walking around carrying a gun. That's a story from yesterday. Number of defendants charged with felon in possession of weapons doubles since 2018. Number of people who are not legally allowed to have guns, and yet they do, and they're charged for it. We have thousands of convicted felons walking around Harris County armed with guns. Who allowed that to happen? Harris County Criminal District Court judges. Wow. What do you know? It's disturbing how many are out there and that we know are carrying guns that shouldn't be allowed to, said Andy Kahan with Crime Stoppers. Convicted felons who want to do the right thing aren't going to have a gun because it's against the law, yet convicted felons are arming themselves in Harris County at an alarming rate. Par for the course, folks. It's really not that complicated. When a criminal district court judge grants cash bonds to defendants charged with felony and possession of a weapon, usually under $10,000, meaning they're back on the street immediately, because it's all about equity. Because even if you go to Lena Hidalgo's original campaign cite and you read her policies, every one of them is about equity. Every one of them is about making sure that the poor minorities aren't being discriminated against by, you know, being charged with crimes when they commit crimes. That's unacceptable. Not in this utopia. Every single one of these. From gun safety to fixing our criminal justice system, every single one is about equality and equity and fixing the systemic racism, blatant racial and ethnic disparities. See, this is how it works. See, we go back to that, you know, definition of what is woke. What is woke is the racism of the gaps. It's if there's a disparity between numbers in when it comes to races, the only answer is that there's systemic racism, and so everything has to be destroyed to get rid of that number, because that's the only explanation there can possibly be. And then you act on that, and you actually do the things that you would see, you would, you know, think would correspond with that false reality you're being, that's being portrayed, and this is what you get. And of course, January of this year, you have this story. It hasn't gotten any better. In fact, it's only gotten worse. Houston DA, you know, the Soros-funded one, asked for dozens of new prosecutors as office has 130,000 pending cases in mid-crime search. 130,000 pending cases. How do you come back from that? How do you deal with 130,000 cases while more are being added every single day at a faster rate than you're closing cases? And how do you close cases? Well, you find plea agreements. You don't go through the process of having to go through a whole trial and actually get justice. So the victims of the crime have to be okay with the criminal that victimized them back out on the street, walking around, not having paid bail, not having served time, not having gotten any real punishment because they had to make a plea deal because the crime's out of control and they just have to get cases out. Just get them through. Just get them done. Just avoid the trial. That takes a long time. Just get the plea deal out. Just slap on the wrist, year or two in you know, probation, and you're back on the street. So it's an endless cycle. It is a feedback loop of insanity, a feedback loop of crime. Tens of thousands of people in Houston and ever, I mean, this is happening everywhere around the country, are being victimized or having their lives destroyed, their sense of safety shattered, having to make changes to their own lives. They're fleeing the cities. They're moving out. Then the tax dollars go down. Then the city can't pay for the things they need. It's an endless cycle. It is a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's not that complicated. It's not that confusing. It's not that unavoidable. It's completely avoidable. Just stop voting for socialists. Just stop voting for people who make their entire platform about destroying racial disparities. It's a scam. It's all a scam. It's making everything unsafe. It's killing thousands. It's destroying the lives of millions. It's enriching the most corrupt people in the world. It's being orchestrated by the media in cooperation with billionaires, foreigners like George Soros. Did I mention Lena Hidalgo moved to America in 2005? Or 2015? I can't remember when she moved to America. This is the wonderful immigrants that are blessing our country by making it completely unsafe and destroying the judicial system. What more is there to say, folks?
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films,
All of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions, known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold-pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold-pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to go out to your calls in just a second, but we are going to continue to talk about race here, our favorite topic. Isn't it so much fun having everything in America confused and complicated by completely arbitrary injections of racial topics? Isn't this fun? And just the total insanity that comes with it. Here's a story from Pew Research Center. Nearly 9 in 10 black adults say policing, the courts, and judicial process, and the prison system require major changes to be completely rebuilt for black people to be treated fairly. Now, again, this is yet another situation, just like police violence, just like so many other topics in America, where the issue is a real one. The judicial system, the courts, the policing system, the prisons are in a horrific state. They're terrible. They're completely failing at their jobs. They're incredibly backlogged and corrupt. And I mean, it's bad. It is bad. Is it bad because they're racist? No, it's not. It's bad for everybody. So why inject race into this? I don't, because it's convenient, because it tells people that it's not their fault, because the narrative has been pumped by the media that any disparity is the result of racism. Therefore, the biggest disparities are therefore the biggest examples of racism. But this has all been manufactured in just the last few years, and we have the evidence to prove it. But again, are there systems that, like, if I were to take this poll, it's like, do you think that there needs to be a total, you know, do you think the prison system and the judicial system need to be rebuilt? Rebuilt is probably not the right word. Reformed, certainly. Definitely some major changes have to be made. But if you tack on for the benefit of black people, no. What the hell are you talking about? Just like, is police violence a big deal? Yeah, it is. Is it bad that police murder people and get away with it? Yeah, that's a big issue. It's been going on a lot. Against black people? Well, no, that's it's not about race. Why are you injecting race into this? Because it's convenient. Because it taps into people's worst instincts, like racial envy or racial jealousy or whatever you want to call it, that sees disparities and goes, oh, it's because I'm black that this isn't – that I'm a criminal. What the hell are you talking about? 9 in 10 black adults. 9 out of 10 of them, apparently, according to Pew, think that the judicial process needs to be completely rebuilt for black people. Black Americans' views on systematic change. And of course, we've seen the changes that they've taken. Crime has gotten significantly worse everywhere. Tens of thousands of people have died in excess to those that have died in the years before. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of black people have been murdered because of the changes that were brought about by trying to bring about racial equity in policing. Any of that get through? You want to take that into account? No, you're just going to keep pursuing the destructive policies that have brought all this about. Missing Data Depot, at Data_Depot on Twitter, the percentage of blacks who believe that racial discrimination is the main reason why blacks can't get ahead today more than doubled from 30% in 2012 to 68% in 2021. While the percentage of those who believe blacks can't get ahead are responsible for their own condition dropped from 45% to 25%. So this has been manufactured. This is a media program that has worked out.
Weird how that coincides with BLM, right?
Yeah, weird how that happens.
Just super weird. You had like a couple years of rage and then...
Well, I mean, whenever an election cycle comes up, you need to create this manufactured conflict. So again, it's about exploitation of racial division.
Literally none of the people pictured here are responsible.
None of them. Not a single
position
one.
In life.
Nope. How can they be? They're black.
All I see is oppression.
I mean, that's the crazy thing. I don't know. Maybe it's racist of me to just think of black people like people. I mean, seriously, this is where I'm coming from. It's just like, they're just normal people. So they're responsible for their actions just like everybody else. And I know it's the total cliche of like the Democrats are the real racists, but do you not think the black people have agency? Do you not think that they should be held responsible for their actions because they're human beings with free will and choice and they can choose to be moral or immoral? They can choose to victimize or not. And that really is sort of the key to the whole issue. If you just treat black people like white people, if you just treat Hispanic people like white people or Hispanic people like black, if you just treat everybody the same, then you can't blame anything on anybody else. You can't create the division that you need and tell people it's not their fault and say, oh, if you just vote for me, I'll serve, you know, your ethnic group and not the others. It's inconvenient for people that want to divide, to conquer, that want to create conflict so they can exploit it, who want to propose ill-advised solutions to problems they create so they can exploit the greater problems that come out of them. I mean, they need the racial division. They need the media and everybody telling black people it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's those big, bad white people. It's their fault. White people, if you're doing bad, it is your fault. I mean, it's just sick. And it's especially sick when you actually read some of the stories like this one. I haven't looked too much into this, but there's some sort of big activism going on here. Ethan Liming case. What's the there's a website that's been pushing this a lot. It's called justicereport.news. They've been talking about this a lot, but white guy beaten to death by three black guys. And about 3 weeks after they were jailed, a Summit County grand jury considered evidence in the case and opted against murder charges. It's basically this guy, Ethan Liming, white guy, was beaten to death, had his spine severed when he was stomped on. Blood was coming from Liming's nose, mouth, and ears when officials found him in the parking lot. One of his eyes was blackened, and someone stomped on him hard enough to leave a shoe print on the right side of his chest wall. An autopsy would later reveal Liming had one broken bone, the occipital that forms the base of the human skull. The spinal cord, which carries nerve symbols that help people move or function, passes through the occipital. About 3 weeks after they were jailed, the Summit Court grand jury considered evidence in the case and opted against murder charges. And instead indicted the two Staffords, who were brothers, and Jones, who was their cousin, on lesser charges that include involuntary manslaughter and assault. So they beat a white guy to death, and the prosecutors say, yeah, but it's not murder, though.
What was he doing hanging out with people who aren't responsible for their actions?
That's a very good question.
Like, what was he thinking?
No, but this is a common thing. In fact, we covered it before, a jury forewoman who, when she was asked, is this your, you know, it was they're judging somebody on whether it's murder or involuntary manslaughter, and because they were black, they didn't want to convict them of murder. So the jury foreperson had to stand up and say, no, this isn't my decision. I feel wrong about this. In the back, in the jury room, when we were discussing things, my fellow jurors said we don't want to convict him because he's black, and that's wrong. And she, of course, got hit pieces against her by the mainstream media for daring to suggest that race should not be an aspect of sentencing or judging. You also have this. August 2022, Statesboro, Georgia. Mike Wilson, 23, charged with felony murder, aggravated assault with deadly weapon, and possession of deadly weapon to commit a felony, but was only convicted of involuntary manslaughter for the 2020 killing of 17-year-old Haley Hutchinson. So originally charged with, again, felony murder, aggravated assault with deadly weapon, and possession of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. Oh, but he's black, so he can't be responsible for his own actions. So it's involuntary manslaughter. He accidentally brought a weapon and murdered a 17-year-old girl. And she was white, so really she's privileged. Maybe she deserved it. So, I mean, it's one thing to be so easily controlled that in an 8-year time period, your sentiments on, you know, whether black people are at fault for anything doubles. But when it's in blatant contradiction to the facts on the ground, that the justice system is routinely biased against white people and in favor of black people, we're in whole new realms of misinformation, confusion, and madness.
Elevave TP, PQQ, GoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients. And our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA. This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies.
But are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. And the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. But we've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. While we're on the topic of the exploitation of racial division to bring about control, domination, separation, and everything, we have this thread from yesterday. It reminded me of a story that we broke here on InfoWars. Aristophanes at Aristos_revenge says, I haven't seen her name in a long time. This referring to Elise Hogue. But this woman's, he says, organization was responsible for the 2015 Baltimore riots. Now, this is in reference to a collection of documents that we revealed here on InfoWars. Here's the story from January 10th, 2018. Documents detail plans for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. Documents posted to 4chan appear to detail a Soros-backed plan to incite civil unrest in the Baltimore area and reveals coordination with Baltimore law enforcement. Internal documents appearing to belong to Friends of Democracy, George Soros' son's activist group. Alex Soros has an activist group called Friends of Democracy that came out these documents that describe an acceleration of civil unrest to justify the rollout of martial law nationwide. According to the documents, the group sought to use the protest over the death of Freddie Gray as a detonator for larger violent demonstrations in the Baltimore area. The document says, quote, do not worry about violent action. We have secured limited protections from friendly BWI officials in LE to permit some aggressive activity, the memo states. And this thread from yesterday from Aristophanes details all this and has all the documents there. Also be found at InfoWars.com. A year after the Baltimore riots, from the first incarnation of BLM, someone on 4chan posted his visited his slacker brother's house and found a sheaf of papers in a waste bin in his office, which I believe are real. I believe they're real as well. And we went over the reasons why back in 2018 when we first covered this. You see the final operation order summary. You see all the people involved in this. The Action Oversight Executive Committee has determined that Saturday, April 18th, 2018 is when operators will implement Action Plan BWI-04-113-15. The swift transition from AOC planning to implementation by friendly operators and BWIs in part seize as much momentum as possible from the current civil unrest in the BWI area. So again, they are in cooperation with the Baltimore authorities, in cooperation with law enforcement, seeking to, as they put it, seize as much momentum as possible from the current civil unrest. They want to seize the momentum from the unrest. In other words, create, fabricate, and exploit the unrest. Agit orgs at each act point have specific departure times and must travel on designated routes. So what you have here is a bunch of weirdo leftist liberal white people and Jewish people acting as the commanders to their legion of disaffected and poverty-ridden black people and organizing them and parading them and directing them to commit violence against police in order to create a backlash from police, in order to create a feedback loop that will justify sending in federal powers. And again, we covered all of this, and we're just sort of retreading stuff here. But this was years ago, and I don't know if people remember this. They say the post-action objectives, their primary objective is agitation of local civilian population, create conflict, escalation of civil unrest in the BWI area, create that, you know, make that conflict go physical, provocation of hostile LE and BWI officials. So they're trying to create provocation of the police. The secondary objections are escalation of law enforcement deployment in the BWI area. So one of their goals was to get more police on the street, galvanization of friendly and usefully allied organizations, creation of environment where organic conflict can grow. See, they want conflict. The tertiary or third primary objective is recruitment, seeding of other organic actions in other locations in the U.S. The ideal outcome is civil unrest that leads to the deployment of martial law-like policies for BWI, creating a feedback loop and additional action opportunities. Creating a feedback loop. This is the terrorist network, and it's been operating since 2015. And it's exploiting your racial division, and it's exploiting your racial hatred. And it's doing so to enslave you and all of us.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans that are big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, good Lord, folks. It's the last hour, and we still have so much to cover. We're going to be joined by Taylor Hansen in the second half of this hour. So I'll save some of the discussion about gender and transgenderism and all that sort of stuff. Talk with him about, since he went undercover to capture the footage of the disgusting sex show for children that was held in Dallas. But for now, we'll go out to your calls, and I see a couple people that are calling in about another topic I want to get to, again, having to do with race, apparently. I mean, not really. It actually doesn't, but, you know, for the benefit of the globalists, they have to make it about race, or otherwise they get the blame. So we'll get into Jackson, Mississippi in a little bit as well. But let's go first to Wild in Serbia. Wild in Serbia. You're calling from Serbia, Wild. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Harrison. Shtaima, bre. What's up, bro? This is Wild from Wisconsin calling from Belgrade, Serbia. I'd like to first say, please bear with me, because I was electrocuted by the Tesla coil in the Tesla Museum here. So I'm a bit slap happy. But I just wanted to share some observations and comparisons I've noticed being brought back to the Balkans here. It saddens me, but it feels more free, safe, and American here than back stateside. Like, for example, yesterday watching the Red Star versus Partisan game, the police fear the people here, not vice versa. You know, and it was scheduled to have a pride parade here, Euro Pride, and it had to be canceled because there was going to be so many people beating the bejesus out of the gays and stuff that there weren't not enough police to handle it. And I think it's just an example of, you know, giving the people what they want and where Christians and satanic beliefs just don't mix. you know, and you were talking before about race, you know, and I'm not a racist person. I think African-American people are being used as a cudgel against Americans.
Right.
But here there's not a lot of African-American people. And I'm from Milwaukee in Chicago. And I don't remember the last time I was able to walk around at night and feel like safe like this, especially, you know, when you're drunk and stuff, you know. So I just wanted to share those comparisons and kind of give a warning because, you know, they got put under long, long time of oppression here. And I feel like America is going under the same route, that we're being cucked really hard. We're like, Americans right now are like guys who know their wife is cheating on them, and they're just letting them get cheated on and, you know, pretty much doing cleanup after.
So tell me a little bit more about just your experience in Serbia, because I think a lot of people have this feeling, and it sucks because I love America and I am an extreme patriot and I believe in all the things that America stands for. But my God, I went to Japan and was just like, this is what the world can be like? Wait, what? This is, it can be peaceful and nice and clean and everybody's respectful to one another and nobody's, you know, there's no homeless people crapping themselves on the subway or trying to bite your neck or like it. And it's sort of like, well, you know, it was almost depressing because it was like, not only is it so much better than America in so many different ways, but it's like, I don't even see how America can claw its way back to, you know, this standard of living that we once had, you know, but decades ago. So just, can you talk a little bit more about just like your experience in Serbia? Did you expect that when you went? And how's it changed? Because, you know, we think of Serbia from Hollywood movies and just from the conflicts in the 90s as just sort of being some like war-ridden hellhole with ethnic conflicts and bombings and, you know, oligarchs. I mean, what is it actually like being there on the ground?
You know, I wish it was more like America. You know, like people seem to be more human here and not absorbed into the screen life, going from like cell phone screen to computer screen at work, back to cell phone screen, back to TV screen at home. You know, there's more of like a lifestyle of people meeting together and communicating and stuff. And yeah, you know, they've been under huge economic warfare here where, you know, they have like 64% income tax, wow. You know, and other countries are kind of using it like a slave state because Europe, you know, ever since long time ago, it's been a battle between West Europe and East Europe and South Europe. And, you know, one of the most interesting things about, you know, coming back here, I've been here a couple times before, and I don't want to make it seem like it's some sort of utopia. You know, there's plenty of problems here too, but it definitely seems like the men here have fight in them compared to just going to Home Depot or polishing, their car. Or, you know, wasting time on things that don't matter. The men here just won't take it as guys in America just seem to like allow themselves to just get ran over, you know, and cucked. You know, it's like my example before, it's like your wife's cheating on you and in this case, the government's cheating you. And, the people in America are just allowing it.
Yeah, it is very depressing and sad. I mean, you know, we're remaking America. In fact, I have a good Tucker Carlson clip.
Harrison, are you a fan of anime?
Yeah.
You know, like in anime shows, like when they take like when like the guy has been training forever and he like puts on the weighted vest and the weighted ankle weights and the arm weights, and then finally after like a long time, he like takes all the weights off.
And he's more powerful than ever.
And then he goes into like. Super, yeah, he's more powerful than ever. Right. I'm waiting for that moment for the American man instead of just
nice?
Messing around at Menards.
You know, it's one of the classic sort of bizarre realities that in the former communist countries, religion and, you know, Christianity and all these Western ideals were actively suppressed brutally, right? Like churches were destroyed. You weren't allowed to be Christian. You weren't and just like totally stomped under the foot of communism. But once communism fell, places like Poland and the Balkans and all these places are like – and Hungary like are extremely Christian now and extremely
Oh, my God, I forgot to say something.
Go ahead.
I forgot to say something. Listen to this. So I was at the Tesla Museum, and one of Tesla's things he had, which was crazy, I wanted to bring up because of Bluebeam, was Tesla believed in the future, was talking about all this crazy hologram technology, where he had, like, this crazy pyramid hologram set up, and he was talking about how, like, holograms are going to be the future for the world. And, you know, he also had his, like, his ashes there in a little ball, you know. But I thought that was kind of cool because of, you know, we're all hearing about Project Bluebeam now.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the power of holograms. Yes.
That's awesome. Well, honestly, I wish we could talk to you more, but I do want to get to some other people. It's unfair to keep them on hold while we talk for you too long. But fantastic call. Thank you so much for giving us that insight. I really do appreciate it. And it is a little bit depressing seeing such countries around the world beat America at its own game. Let's go to Ben in Virginia, because I think, Ben, you have an idea about what's brought about this destruction. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Harrison. First, before I get to any of that, I did have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you have Super Male Vitality sitting in, like, in your desk by any chance?
No, I don't, actually. Ultra 12 Brain Force Survival Shield. Why?
I was going to see if you wanted to do a live dose with me.
We'll do it. We'll grab some in the next break. I'll do it next time. We got about a minute left, Ben. What's your comments on the destruction of America?
Okay, so I just graduated welding school, and I think that people out there, especially people listening to this, need to get an understanding more of, like, older engines and how to weld and how to construct things, because if civilization turns into some Mad Max situation, people need to know how to do this stuff and how to farm, how to terraform their houses, and how to get their own water. Like the Alexa Pure thing that you guys sell, that's a fantastic way to filter rainwater, first off. But people need to learn how to do stuff like that. And you guys should open something. Like, you guys have all the survival stuff. You should add, like, welding equipment, rigging stuff like that. It would be perfect.
Wow, that's a good idea. Yeah, because obviously my first thought is, like, well, we'll just go to – if you want to learn how to do that, just watch YouTube. Just go to a YouTube channel and learn how to do it. It's like, yeah, what happens when the electricity grid goes down? You're like, oh, I can't YouTube how to survive anymore. I guess I'll die. All right, I'm going to get some Super Male Vitality during the break and come back for more of your phone calls. Nick in Utah is next. Stay tuned, folks. It's American Journal. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to get Super Male Vitality.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. And the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S.
that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We'll go out to your phone calls in just a second. I'm going to take the advice of our previous caller and help myself to a little bit of super male vitality. Serving size about one teaspoon here. And that's it. I'm a man now. Who needs transgender surgeries? Don't cut off your breasts, ladies. Just help yourself to a little bit of super male vitality. God, it tastes so good. I really do love this stuff. It's available now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Super male vitality. It really is great stuff. Just like everything we sell at InfoWars. And honestly, if you're not taking it, you have only yourself to blame. Now, we are going to go out to your phone calls, but I've just received some breaking and troubling news from Gateway Pundit. Chris Ray's FBI arrests Kelly Sorrell, attorney for Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, less than 1 week after she secretly agreed to testify for Stuart. The FBI arrested attorney Kelly Sorrell on Thursday morning after she secretly told attorneys for Oathkeeper founders Stuart Rhodes that she would testify in defense of Stuart. Proud Boys founder Enrique Tarrio, Bianca Garcia, and the co-founder and president of Latinos for Trump organization, attorney Kelly Sorrell, and Oathkeeper founder Stuart Rhodes on January 5th, 2021, met in a D.C. parking garage. Tarrio was discussing security with Bianca Garcia, whose group was holding a rally on January 6th near the U.S. Capitol. The rally was canceled after the violence started breaking out at the U.S. Capitol. The Biden Justice Department charged Enrique Tarrio in June with seditious conspiracy for his role in the January 6th protests and riots, a completely made-up charge with no basis in fact. This was done just days after the first hearing in order to give more gravitas to the regime's show trial. They do this sort of thing in banana republics and third world hellholes. The DOJ is using Tarrio meeting with Stuart Rhodes as evidence of this seditious conspiracy. Last week, attorney Kelly Sorrell spoke with the current attorneys for Stuart Rhodes. Sorrell agreed to testify in defense of Stuart Rhodes. Today, 1 week later, the FBI swooped in and arrested Kelly Sorrell at her home in South Texas. This was 1 week after she secretly agreed to testify in defense of Rhodes, who was a primary target of the Stasi FBI. And, of course, they're doing this just to get after Trump. The Gateway Pundit spoke with attorneys for Stuart Rhodes earlier today. We'll be updating this post throughout the day. Unbelievable, honestly. Seditious conspiracy. They're not saying she was at the Capitol. They're not saying she went into the Capitol. They're saying she talked to people who were associated with groups of people who went into the Capitol after the police opened the door. So forget arresting people for trespassing and calling it seditious conspiracy. They're now arresting people who are associates of the people who are the associates of the people that trespassed and calling it seditious conspiracy. I mean, how many connections is enough to keep you safe? Because I know Kelly Sorrell, and I've talked to her, and I've had meetings with her and Stuart Rhodes. Maybe I'll be arrested next. I haven't done anything wrong, but neither have they. So this is the state of modern America. Total third world despotism. Arresting innocent civilians who have not done anything wrong. And all it would take would be for the Democrats in our country, our fellow American citizens, to recognize that what is happening is an egregious violation of everything that America believes in. It's leading us down the path towards total tyranny and to simply stand up for their fellow citizens. Absolutely incredible. Well, of course, we have, as we discussed earlier, the documentation showing like super organized, incredibly well-funded groups with plans and organizations and leadership roles and all of these different ways that they're going to exploit and create division and organize people. And they have, the funding notes here and the lies that they have to take. Do not report this income to anybody. You have to, organize and control people and manipulate people around. This has been going on since 2015 and still continues, but the FBI refuses to even acknowledge that Black Lives Matter or Antifa even exists, let alone that they're doing anything seditious or conspiratorial. But if you're an Oath Keeper and you happen to be in a crowd of people that is being welcomed and high-fived by police as you go into the Capitol building, you are a seditious conspirator. You are a threat to the Republic. You will have your life utterly and totally destroyed. I'm serious. If Kelly Sorrell can get arrested, I can get arrested. Well, I haven't said anything that – what has Kelly Sorrell said that would get – they arrested her because she met in a parking garage on January 5th to discuss security about a pre-planned and permitted protest. This is beyond reason. It's beyond logic. It's beyond law. This is despotism. And it's official. We'll keep you up to date as any advancements occur. For now, we'll go out to the phone calls. Nick in Utah. Kid in your family was taken out of schools in handcuffs for a meme? Thanks for calling in, yeah. Nick. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. Great to talk to you. First of all, I'm an avid listener for probably upwards of 10 years now. I'm a software engineer. I work from home and listen to you guys every day, all day long. I love your show, love Owen's show, love Alex's show. And I try to promote you guys as best as I can by word of mouth because I don't have any social media or any of that. So,
well, thank you very much. And we appreciate it, but we don't have too much time here. So tell us what happened.
Yeah, so a couple days ago, so my nephew, they live in Frisco, Texas, just north of Dallas, and he got apparently he sent a meme that he came across and thought was funny, sent it to another boy, and that boy showed it to his mom, or his mom saw it and she reported it, and my nephew was taken from his school in handcuffs. Apparently my sister-in-law was called and said, hey, we want you to come down, talk to you about something, that we're concerned about. And when she got there, the police had already came to the school, taken him away in handcuffs. And then the next time they saw him or were allowed to see him, they were not allowed to talk to him. And next time they saw him was a day later, brought him into court in an orange jumpsuit, in handcuffs.
What?
And, yes.
Okay,
and,
how old is this kid?
11 years old.
What? What was
11 years old.
What was the meme?
The meme, I don't know all the details. All I know is related to a firearm in some way. I don't even think my brother and sister-in-law have all the details because they're not allowed to talk to them.
Oh, my God. All right. Will you stay on the line, Nick? My producer is going to want to talk to you. We need to spread this story. That's horrific. Way to destroy a kid's life for a meme. Jesus Christ.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Sold out for more than a year and a half because of supply chain breakdowns. Our best-selling product, Super Blue, is finally back in stock. The original, available at InfoWarsStore.com. It only came in 3 weeks ago, and already half of our stock has sold out. So thank you all for the support. But Super Blue has a lot of fans. And you can get it for 40% off by itself. But when you get it in the trifecta with our activated charcoal toothpaste infused with essential oils, so great for your mouth and gums, you can get it for 50% off with Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste as well. So get the trifecta for 50% off together or 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll have great health with your gums and your mouth and your teeth, and you know you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Super Blue, being sold out for more than a year and a half, finally back available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. And the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. But we've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have as guest with me now Taylor Hansen, independent journalist and field reporter. You can find his Substack at taylorhansen.substack.com. And the Instagram is USA Taylor, T-A-Y-L-E-R is how you spell that name. And go check out his Substack. Of course, Taylor has been getting incredible footage of drag queen story hours and a whole number of other things. Of course, he's been on this show to talk about January 6th and so much else. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Taylor.
Thanks for having me as always, brother.
So what's the state of the world today? I was joking when I was saying hi to you during the break. You've sort of made a niche for yourself here, going undercover and exposing what's happening at drag queen story hours and story time and brunches and bingos and whatever else they're sending drag queens to now. I mean, is just our awareness of this increasing, or is the rate of these types of events increasing, do you think?
No, they're definitely increasing, the rate of them. Is, you know, during Pride Month, you know, during June, that's kind of when I first started going undercover at these shows and started to really see them pop up. It was the original one was, you know, the Drag Your Kids to Pride, which was insane. It was located in Dallas. And after that, you know, it got national exposure, you know, ended up on Tucker, on your guys' shows. Got a little more attention than they wanted it to, but it seems like they've almost doubled down as a community. Is ever since that first show, you know, the video footage was released, now I can go hop on Eventbrite or, you know, the Facebook events page, and I can find a child drag show. It doesn't matter what state I'm in, but I can find one, I mean, for almost every single day of the week. It's pretty much a little bit out of control, to say the least.
You know, I saw a tweet the other day. It may have been you, actually. I can't remember who it was, but they said, you know, don't ask why kids need to see drag queens. Ask why drag queens need an audience of children. I think both of these questions are valid. What is the deal with desperately trying to get drag queens in front of children? Nobody cares if you go out and do a drag show with adults. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. We're not against that. Go dress up like whatever you want. Go be a degenerate weirdo in a strip club somewhere. Who cares? It doesn't bother us. Why do they have to bring kids into it, Taylor?
I mean, Harrison, it's just there's no other way to put it. Is it's the intentional grooming of our children, of our future generations. Is, you know, I've had interviews with some of these drag queens that perform, or even better yet, we should probably call them drag kings, because that's what 99% of them are. Is they're actually biological men dressed as women. But I mean, no, it's the intentional grooming of our children in every aspect. You know, I've talked to multiple of them, and they all say the exact same thing, is they want to introduce younger kids to drag. They want to add a very vulnerable age, susceptible age for your mind. I mean, these kids still believe in Santa Claus. So it's not very hard to really indoctrinate them and then make them essentially become a drag king themselves. And that's exactly what they're doing, and they've straight up said it, is they want to increase the LGBTQ population because they can't do that because they can't repopulate. So the only way to really repopulate in their agenda and to continue to grow their agenda is to indoctrinate the young and the future generations. And then now you have two generations going to be raised on drag shows and basically kiddie porn, which is an absolute disgrace. But now they're just trying to normalize it and really just jam it through in the culture. I mean, at this last one I went to, it was insane. You had over 10 teachers estimated there from one school district, Keller ISD. And I have audio footage. I just took a voice memo. And actually got this lady on hot mic. She's a middle school teacher. And, you know, she believes in all of this. She brought her child there. She was with her. I talked to her child, was introduced to her child. She identifies as Ace is the name she wants to be called by, or a he. I honestly don't know in this situation. But, I mean, it's really sad to see the fact that you have educators going to these events. And, you know, they're worried about backlash, so they're removing social media posts, but they're still showing up anyways, knowing this is wrong, but they don't care. And, you know, she described it as a culture war, which, you know, if you have teachers talking this way, describing a culture war that they want to indoctrinate your kids and shove LGBTQ agenda down your throats, I mean, we have a serious problem.
It's sickening. And again, you made a good distinction there, drag kings, right? Because they try to confuse this with transgenderism, and they say, well, transgenderism is gender dysphoria or dysmorphia, whatever the current term is. So therefore, it's a mental illness. So you're really being, you know, not understanding for mental – but drag queens are not under any sort of – confusion. They know they're men. They're like, yeah, we're men. We dress up as women for sexual excitement. Like, that's the point of drag queens. So to act like this has anything to do with transgenderism, and you can get into whether that is valid in and of itself, but it's this confusion where they're taking something that is explicitly sexual and perverted in nature and claiming that it's somehow beneficial and wholesome. And I was talking about this yesterday when I was talking about Provincetown and the way that the LGBTQ agenda is being pushed as if it is wholesome and good and it's all about love, but then it's like nothing but dildo shops and like BDSM wear and whips and just creepy weird stuff. And it's like, this is not wholesome. There's nothing good and loving about this. It's just perversion dressed up as if it's some sort of revolutionary new love, you know, movement. It's insane. I mean, I don't even know what to ask. Like, how do they get away with this? What do they think they're doing, and what do the people around them think that they're doing to these kids?
Well, see, Harrison, I have a really hard time. I mean, honestly, respecting this. I mean, you should call it a cult, because it's kind of what it is at this point. Is it's popular to become trans, it's popular to be gay, it's popular to be lesbian. Actually, not so popular to be lesbian, because they're kind of kicking them out of that agenda right now,
right?
Which is very funny to me. But no, it's. There's really no other way to put it except this is all intentional. You know, they want to say they wonder why they get so much negative criticism. And it's because, like you said, every time you go to one of their events, whether it's a pride event or a drag event, there's children involved, regardless of how sexual it is. I mean, every single pride and drag event I've ever been to was hypersexualized. I mean, you have dildos, you have sexual dancing, you have parents handing children money to give to these biological men with penises that are shaking it for their kids. And these kids don't even know better. I mean, these kids are just being told, hey, this is a cool thing to do. This is normal. This is what acceptance and love is. And that's really where the negative part of it all lies, is the fact that they're being told this is a very good and opening thing to do, that they're the, you know, generation of acceptance. When in reality, you're absolutely destroying our country, you're destroying our youth's minds, and there's really no other way around this. But it's the highest level of child abuse, apart from actually sterilizing your child and turning him into a trans kid himself.
And we're going to get into that. And actually, there's a distinct connection between something that you brought up and something that I want to talk about. That's sort of been a phenomenon I've seen over the last couple of days when it comes to things like the gender clinic at Boston Children's Hospital, is when you ask these people, why are you doing this? They say, these people, the drag queens and trans, they say, we are grooming kids, essentially. In other words, we are grooming kids. We want kids to be like us. We are trying to introduce this to them at a young age so they get used to it, so they think it's normal and good, so there's more of us like them. And so you ask them, what are you doing? They say, we're grooming. You turn around, you say, these people are grooming, and you get told, you're hateful, shut up, you bigot. How dare you say they're grooming people? And the same thing happens with transgenderism.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even say the term grooming on Reddit or Twitter now, or you'll get banned. And now YouTube has actually changed their guidelines that you can't say grooming either. It's considered a vulgar word. It'll get you demonetized. So, I mean, we've just reached peak level of insanity. You know, we're mutilating our children under the guise of healthcare and under love and acceptance. And I don't really see a way out of this. I mean, it's terrifying. You know, usually I'm a very white-pilled person. But when I go to these events and I watch, you know, full-blown adults, I watch dads cheer this on and take pictures of their little kids that still believe in Santa Claus with these men that are dressed as women. I mean, I can't even imagine how confusing that is, or what really goes on in the idea of explaining this to your child, because this is a concept that adults can't even wrap their mind around. Because it scientifically does not make sense. A man is not meant to be a woman, and a woman is not meant to be a man, and that's why there will never actually be a, you know, biological woman if you transition into one. And there's always going to be disadvantages and advantages. So there's really no way to even make an adult really understand this concept. But then when you expose it to a child, it just gets so much more mischievous, because you're just shoving this in the child's face. When, like I said, they still believe in Santa Claus. You can tell them that the Easter Bunny, you know, hopped by and dropped little eggs full of candy, and they're right. Going to believe it. I mean, these kids.
We got to go to break, Taylor. We're going to be back on the other side to talk more about it. Just to clarify, kids, Santa is real. The Easter Bunny is real. We'll be back on the other side with Taylor Hansen.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it. Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil in all the studies does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans that are big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds, I'm still a little bit overweight, in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. My guest is Taylor Hansen. You can find his work at taylorhansen.substack.com or on Instagram at USA Taylor. And Taylor is spelled T-A-Y-L-E-R. Just make sure you spell it right. And that's also your Twitter, right, Taylor?
Yeah, it's on Twitter.
Okay, USA Taylor on Instagram, Taylor USA on Twitter. There's a distinct connection between drag queen story time, drag queen children's events, and drag queen or transgender children, which is a major topic right now. Just to go through just some of what has happened over the last couple days. I mean, it's insane how many stories come out on nearly a daily basis. Let me make sure I get all of these. We've got Virginia School Board approves transgender policy for bathrooms and locker rooms. That came out yesterday. Because no pervert would ever pretend to be a transgender person just to watch little kids undress, right? No way.
That can't go wrong. No way.
Yeah, not our loving pedophiles. Lori's Children Hospital of Chicago has created a partnership with a local public school district to promote radical gender theory, kink, BDSM, artificial penis packers, trans masculine pumps, and trans friendly sex toys for children. So isn't that a nice, wonderful advancement into just straight up hell? You've got the Babylon Bee offering $20,000 for the reward for the bomb threat. Detransitioner says she was prescribed testosterone after a 30-minute call with Planned Parenthood. That's just how easy it is to get these hormones, which are in many ways just as, if not more damaging than the physical removal of body parts. Gender Clinic co-founder at Boston Children's pioneered early use of cross-sex hormones for trans kids. I mean, you've seen all of this. What is your take on what's going on with Boston Children's Hospital, all these other children's hospitals admitting and being quite proud of doing things like mastectomies to 13 and 12-year-olds, removing their healthy breasts? I mean, what's your take on this, Taylor? Good or bad?
It's literal hell on earth. There's no other way to describe it, Harrison. I don't know, you know, how we can go farther down into the depths of hell than this. This was, what, 3 days worth of stories, even if that. I mean, this is just rampant. You know, I mean, they're chopping kids' giblets off like it's freaking candy being thrown at a parade. I mean, this is the Great Reset, essentially. You know, this is the subculture of Klaus Schwab's plan to have us eat bugs and live in pods. Right. You know, this is all a part of it, is the purpose, the disintegration of our society and of our culture as Americans, as, you know, where you see that religion, you know, all these detransitioners, they're always atheists. I mean, all these people that are transitioning, all these parents, they don't actually believe in God. They don't believe in Christ. They don't believe in anything of the sort. They're almost all atheists. I mean, this is really where it comes from, is we live in a godless society. And I hate to say this, is, you know, we need to bring back God into the society and into the culture, because this wouldn't be happening. But I mean, this is just absolute insanity. There's no other way to put it. I'm going to stress it, I don't know where we really go from here, because, you know, attending these events, you know, I've seen some pretty crazy things while reporting on the ground. You know, I've seen people die. I've seen people fall into rivers. I mean, but this, going undercover at these shows and just watching parents expose their kids to sexual provocation on purpose for hours at a time, I mean, there's no worse feeling. And especially, you know, this video that you're playing right now, the kid in the orange, you know, he's autistic. And this is a very common reoccurrence at shows like this, is these parents bring their autistic kids, you know, the bear that he's holding. I talked to the parents. It's literally to make him feel comfortable. You know, he's on the spectrum and he needs his bear in order to feel comfortable. But then you march these men dressed as women in front of him, and, you know, he's having a blast. But then all the other kids in the area are sitting there on their phones, you know, they're playing with Jenga toys inside the event, but they're purposely targeting the most vulnerable.
And that's something that I've noticed and pointed out on my show, is that every once in a while you get a kid like this that's like jumping up and down and happy about it. Usually it does seem like they have something like autism, or you see little kids dressed up as drag queens with their parents telling them, "You're so great, you're so wonderful," like this. And so they believe it and they go for this. But most of the time you have little kids, they just look incredibly uncomfortable and they're just weirded out by it. They just naturally know, like, am I supposed to be enjoying this? This is weird. And yet they shove it down people's throats. And you brought up Klaus Schwab, and I know we were talking during the break about this idea of philanthropy, and you have things like Mark Benioff, Klaus Schwab's understudy, owner of Time Magazine, owner of Salesforce, and you'll read in his Wikipedia, he is a well-known philanthropist. He's given tens of millions of dollars to the L.A. Children's Hospital, and you go and look, and he's funded a wing to do transgender surgeries on children. That's what they call philanthropy. That is their gift to the world, is chopping your children's genitals off. I mean, these are the people that are orchestrating this, and they're doing it for the same reason they're doing all of the other crap: eat bugs, destroy the economy, destroy the energy system, enslave the world. You'll own nothing. You'll be happy, and we will transition your child. Right? I mean, this is all a part of a singular plan.
Well, and at this point, Harrison, is, you know, anybody that says they're a philanthropist, you probably shouldn't trust them. Right. As you know, Jeffrey Epstein was a philanthropist. You know, one of the greatest philanthropists, and we all see where that went. You know. So, I mean, this is clearly an agenda being pushed, and you have millions, if not billions, of dollars behind it. I mean, George Soros is sitting there rubbing his greedy hands together, watching as, you know, Western civilization absolutely collapses on itself. You know, what I would pay to be in a normal country right now, to be able to view this as a citizen of one of these countries that actually has religious morals and, I mean, just basic decency is, I don't know, you know, I used to love America. I absolutely love this country, but I don't even recognize it anymore. I mean, this is not America, you know, where we're importing people from third world countries on a rapid basis. And we wonder why we're becoming a third world country. Is, you know, we have a very steep decline ahead of us. And if we don't get ahead of this trans stuff and just straight up outright ban it, I mean, this should be illegal. There is no higher level of child abuse and straight up mutilation than chopping a child's penis off or prescribing them hormone blockers that are going to make them basically sterile for their entire lives. I mean, you know, I used to dress up in my mom's dresses and her heels when I was a kid, and I would do, you know, little pageant walks for my big sister because she thought it was funny. Right. But that doesn't mean, you know, I was a girl, you know, and thank God I had sane parents and this ideology wasn't pushed, or, you know, I could just be a penisless man right now, essentially, you know, somebody that doesn't really fit anywhere in the world. And that's exactly what's happening is they're, you know, they like to talk about suicide rates within the community and they use that as an excuse. But 80% of people, around 80%, if not a little bit more, that actually go through gender dysphoria, they get over it. So we're literally, the whole problem lies in the fact that we're just being accepting. I mean, you know, if we were to actually take a step back and say, hey, you know, we're not going to accept this. We're actually going to push back on you because you are mutilating children, then maybe we would actually get some headway here. But I mean, it just seems like it's, you know, the politically correct thing to do is to mutilate your children nowadays. I mean, Moloch, you know, he has his hands deep into these parents and deep into the culture nowadays.
Yeah, you're so right. And of course, the same thing can be said about tomboys, you know, little girls like to play with frogs and play sports. And now you have not just the parents, but the authorities and the teachers and the doctors saying, well, if you don't conform 100% from birth to your assigned gender stereotype, you should probably castrate yourself. And we are not using words to, you know, overblow and exaggerate what we're talking about here. They're on record. One of the lead transgender people says, you know, I've done hundreds of these, and once they go through this, they never have sexual satisfaction, right? They never feel the physical act of love. Like, they're robbing kids of, and even if it was just that, and of course there's millions of other different things, but you are handicapping children for this ideology, castrating them, handicapping them, cutting off their healthy breasts. And then the craziest thing is, if you talk about this, you're the one accused of being a terrorist.
Oh, yeah, a scholastic terrorist, like we were talking about on the break, Harrison, is, you know, you're not actually a terrorist engaged in committing terrorism, but your thoughts are going to encourage somebody to go and commit terrorism against trans people one day, which is just absolutely laughable. I mean, this is something that has to be pushed back on. I mean, this is essentially the symptom of a dying society, and I hate to say it, but it's tragic. There's really... It's like it's intentional or something, Harrison. It's almost. Like they want your kids to not grow up and to hate their parents for what they've put them through.
What a crazy idea, Taylor, that they'd be doing this on purpose. You don't think they love Americans and they love Christianity and they love our country and our people? Look, I wish we had more time. We're coming up to a close here, but it's been fantastic as ever. Taylor Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the people that we need more of in this country. He goes out, he gets into these events. He films them. He exposes them. He is a true info warrior on the front line, just doing it in the most pure and effective way possible. I cannot encourage you to support him, and I can't encourage you enough, Taylor, to continue to do what you do, expose what's happening on the left, expose the insanity, and just keep it up, man. TaylorHansen.substack.com, USA Taylor on Instagram, Taylor USA on Twitter. Incredible stuff. Thank you so much for coming on, and please do keep up the great work.
Thanks for having me, brother. It's always a pleasure.
That's going to be it for us. Stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show.